All right, everyone, to make sure we're recording. Okay. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We are back here with more. Well, no, with not with more, nothing. We're back here with Move the Chains. This is by Misfortune Games. They also did We Were Just Kids, which seems to be kind of, I don't know, abandoned. I don't know what's going on with that. That was the one where you were in a band. I thought that would be cool, but it seems like they've moved on to Move the Chains, and hopefully that one gets completed. It seems like more work has gone on for that one. And we're going to play the 0.2, which means it's fairly early in development. So let's get started. I like the way it looks. Got a lot of girls.
Yeah. Well, gotta go through the front line. You know, that's about...
Pretty self-explanatory stuff here. You may not use assets, we know that. Artists, musicians, anything not made by myself is either purchased with the proper license. If I use your music, I'm working under the belief that is under public domain, or CCO. I have no intent to steal someone's music. If this isn't the case and you hear your song, please contact me and I'll gladly remove it from the project. So he's already gone through all this. He's like, okay. I'm...
And that was a pink cake story.
Yeah, everybody does now.
Well, I bet.
Toggles, Notori, NTR. That is drug, alcohol, I don't care. LGBT. There is one main that is trans. While this character is featured in
that
the
one off.
Disabling this in. Content will remove any sexual content for fling some missing. May result in missing minor. Well, if we don't bang them, I mean, we probably won't even get to them. Streamer mode. This will remove all NSFW.
I've never watched gay porn. I don't want to start.
No,
now.
You won't. All NSFW non-Twitchers. Okay. Letterboxing mode is permanent. Requires a restart to remove. All right. So, would you like to see the tutorial? Yes. Geez, been a long time since I've touched some grass.
That was back in the 80s. That's when all the grass was on the field.
Welcome to the tutorial for Move the Chains. You might be asking, why does a visual novel need a tutorial? Well, you're right, mostly. You see, there's some UI elements that need to be explained. You know, stuff that tends to come with a unique UI. There's no backing out now, so let's get started. Here we have the main menu. Gallery can only be found here. That's about it. And the game menu, more or less the hub. It's similar to what you find with a lot of other rampy VNs, just slightly busier than normal. Sake of speed, we'll be ignoring main menu, save, load, and quit. They're all normal and conventional. Just as a note, quit brings up a confirmation menu, not a pop-up window. Hitting the check mark on said menu will immediately close the game without the prompt. Before we go elsewhere, let's talk about some of the smaller details. You may have noticed, way up there in the top left, you'll see money.
Money?
When you either make or spend money, you'll see either of these icons pop up on the top left side of the screen during gameplay. Throughout Move the Chain, you have the chance to earn money, invest in businesses, or donate to charitable projects. What? You can also just be a greedy shitstick and keep it all for yourself. Nobody's going to judge you, except for me. I'll be watching you. This thing here, right by me, is your stats menu, which we'll go over in a moment. It basically tells you where your stats are currently at, from your cockiness to your speed. Oh, and one last thing before we move on. See that Steam button? You see it? Go open Steam and wishlist the game. Bad things will happen if you don't. So with all that done, on to the settings menu. As you can see, this is a normal Renpy settings menu just replaced with icons. Oh, and if you can't see everything shown, just hit H on your keyboard after reading what's written. From top to bottom, we got our opacity slider, full screen window, blah, blah, blah. All right, it's much of the same. On top, there's two buttons. Text typeface, if they'll actively developed over time. The other button is to access the tutorial if you need it again. For now, there's two font options and a slider to adjust the outline of a type if you need it after hiding the dialog box. At the bottom, we got the play buttons. Sample the audio volume. It's not perfect, but it's close enough as most of the audio is normalized throughout the VN. Now let's look at extras. For all the bonus stuff, there's quite a few sub-menus here, so be careful not to get lost. When in doubt, just hit the X.
Get too started, okay.
Firstly, we have, well, extras. Probably could have been better named, but Misfortune is a bit of a moron and tends to be forgetful with minor details. Expect this to be fixed soon. This is a characters menu. Here you'll find all the characters featured in Move the Chains, love interests, and side characters alike. For ease of navigation, the characters are further divided by gender. Each will feature their birthplace name, small plot point about them, and their interests or likes. Many of the characters' pages are still broken as Miss Fortune's slow ass hasn't gotten around to fixing it with updated graphics. This one's pretty obvious with pages, supporters, any and all supporters to be listed here, each divided by the respective tiers. That's cool. So if you support the game, you'll be in that section, guys. This is also the same. It's for devs and non-devs alike, reserved for those who've had a significant effect on the dev of Move the Chains or Miss Fortune themselves. Except for you, Mystic, it's Miss Fortune, but you don't count. It's misfortunate, rather, but you don't count. Oh, whoops. I totally fucked that joke up. So, let us dive a little deeper. Under the extra tier, extras of extras, you'll find the change log and toggles. Change log is how it sounds. Under toggles, you'll find options to turn content on and off, stuff like drugs, LGBTQ+, and even a SFW mode for streamers. I didn't know that. I would have done this on, joystick if I knew that, guys. Damn. Alright, do note that bright mode hasn't been implemented as of this moment. The settings on the contents look identical, because they are. This should be fixed and implemented episode 3. And the music, you'll find all the artists, bands, and music. And musicians. Cool. Alright. Along with a button to play each song. That's cool. You can also find attributions button right next to music. Credit to all the artists. If you like the music, give them some love. Especially for sharing their music for free. The EULA, we know that. Legal stuff. but none of this is legal advice, and we can likely get shit all over by a competent attorney, but this is an AVN, not some blockbuster movie or AAA title. AAA title. If you think you shouldn't, then don't. You might have noticed this arrow down here earlier. It simply pulls up Miss Fortune's social media accounts, follow progress, see art, number of other things. Stats menu, okay, act with me, opposing teams, and sometimes fans. The money is also shown here. As you see, there's strength, speed, intelligence, vision, ethic, and well-being. Speed, strength, intelligence, vision work separately from ethic and well-being. The former have a few limited set of points, whereas the latter are more fluid. You can click any of the icons to get a deeper description. Set what your levels for each. Remember, the first four are permanent. Choose wisely. On the far side, you have superstar traits. These haven't been unlocked yet, but will be soon. You can think of them like an X factor, a boost to a certain stat in important moments. That. You'll see the red light pop up more and more as Move the Chains develops further. The red light will often come up with choices. It'll signify an important choice. That about covers it. I'll let you get onto the game now. Make sure to wish list Move the Chains on Steam, or I'll stab you in your sleep. In the neck.
In the neck.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
There are people who have everything in life, family, money, love, cars, you name it. Doesn't matter what they want or need, it's theirs. Then there's people who have enough, a family, a nice job, a couple pets, and weekends off. They don't know hunger, but they know work. They know struggle. Then there's people like us who have only one thing, one talent, one passion, one thing to live for, one thing that can take us somewhere better and makes us something better than we are. That 120 yards of fake grass was that for me. The one place I could breathe. The one place I could be me. The one place where I could change something. The one place I could be something better than what I was. But with every passion, every love, comes challenge. For people like us, with nothing but that lone road to follow, one roadblock could be debilitating. One roadblock could mean the end of everything we hold close. The reality is that it almost did that for me. I nearly lost everything. I betrayed the trust of the few that I had. All for an hour of fun. All because I couldn't be my eyes on the road. All because I let the hate and anger dwelling in me take control. Yet, with destruction comes growth, and even after being torn to shreds, I was given another chance to find that growth. I was allowed to step back onto the one road I had. Why? Fuck if I know. But I took that chance. I ran with it. That chance didn't come without challenges of its own, but it wasn't going to roll over and die. Not again. All I really know for sure is that in the end, I wouldn't change a damn thing. I guess you could say that life really is a lot like football in that way. Keep moving the chains at all costs, because you never know what those 10 yards will bring. And you are back with Jack and Jack at the... Let's try this again. And you are back with Jack and Jack live at the quarterfinals in Inglewood. This season, we've had the pleasure of watching a team that hasn't had a winning season in 30 years go undefeated. Now we're nearly two games away from the CFI Division I Championship. But right now, the Strikers find themselves with their backs against the wall after the offense threw a pick right into the waiting arms of a Master Say linebacker. Modersay. I'm not really familiar with college terms. The secondary's been dominant tonight, holding an explosive Modersay offense to just two chip shots. Can they do it again, Jack? If they win tonight, it won't be because of the offense. It took a pick six by Day and nearly a second by Spencer to put those Strikers up 10-6, but a touchdown wins it, and Modersay has to love their field position after that interception return. These boys have been looked... What? We'll try that one again. These boys have been looked past all season, but have fought all the way here. Let's see what Coach Bastion has drawn up for the biggest play call of the season. Coach says 2E sleeper. AJ's got the gap. You're the spy. Don't hesitate if you see anything. His words, not mine. We got it covered in the end zone, though. Do you? Is there any other way? Let's go win this fucking thing. And this is it. 11 seconds left on the clock. Third down on the 25. Spencer looks to be playing the four-star Texas A&M commit in press while the rest of the secondary is playing the end zone. AJ Benson isn't all his intentions. Excuse me. AJ Benson isn't at all his attention. And it's Bastion. Sorry. A little hard to see that blue text, but I'm working on it. Neither go unintroduced by Modersay's signal caller as Modersay's tight end Vaughn Brock returns to the line of scrimmage. Tail spark 30, Z Rocket Hut! Spencer blows by Duvall and rushes towards the backfield. It's a screen! It's a screen! Spencer saw right through it. Spencer lays down a decleater and the ball pops in the air. He's got it! He's got it! They've done it. Spencer puts the bow on a headline-grabbing win in the quarterfinals over the state's favorite to win it all with a pick six as the clock hit zero. The Strikers will be moving on to play Savette in the semifinals for the first time in Inglewood High history. You clutch son of a bitch! You fucking did it! Yo, Spence, heard you're getting out today. Still haven't earned enough around here yet to get called by my actual name? Fuck nah, but since you're getting out in a few hours, I'll do you a solid. Ain't gonna lie though, fuck if I remember what your name is. What's your name? Ryan is default. How does a kid like you even end up in Inglewood? Thought they'd give kids a slap on the wrist. Maybe a run in county. Teen pregnancy. Addicts in a car around a tree. Mostly. Keeping it a buck. I could give a fuck about your sob story. All of us here got one. Aye, you asked. We ain't friends, homies. None of that shit. We ain't friends, homies. None of that shit. We were just in the same cell for a minute. You got me? Yeah, you made that pretty clear on your first day here. I kept these in check because I believed you. Nobody gonna put a man down for fun. But just know that if I see you back in here, that head of yours ain't staying attached. I seen your interviews before I got locked up. Big dreams and shit. Don't we all start there? Went and fucked it all up, though. Big dreams don't pay the bills. Chase him, Spence. Never stop. We'll all find our way at some point, you feel me? I appreciate you having my back in here, but I have no intention of being back. Still have people to lose. Hopefully I can repay you someday. Don't know if I'll be able to chase those dreams anymore, but I'll figure something out.
Don't worry, you're gonna pay me tonight.
Grim, grab your shit and come with me. Back to a normal life from here on out, I guess. No football, no school, no anything. Just a fucking wage slave. I swear to God, Natalie, if I ever see you again, I'll cave your fucking skull in.
Well, that'll end you back in the pen, won't it?
You took away any shot I had at getting them out of this dump. I'll put your brothers down like rabid mutts, too. Hey, Grim, calm down. What the fuck, man? You trying to hurt someone? Really, what am I doing? Fuck, Grim. Chill the hell out. Sorry, just got a bit lost in the wrong thoughts, I guess. No shit, and I think all of us know what they were. It's fine, D. Nobody got hurt. Hopefully it stays that way. Now get over here and give me a hug.
Yo, Delicious! Delicious! Come back, Delicious!
Is she really still driving that piece of shit around? I feel like a fucking nag, but I told her to forget about me and buy something that won't kill her when the mood strikes. Why are you still driving this thing, Laura? I said forget about that damn lawyer and get something before that rolling death box kills you. Stop, Grim. I don't care what I'm driving. I care that you were sitting in the one of the worst prisons in L.A. for something that wasn't your fault. It didn't help, but I'd do it again every time. I didn't spend almost 2 decades with you to hear about you dying in a cell. Let's just leave it at that, okay? It won't change anything now. Fine. Doesn't mean I'm happy about it, though. Fucking soft! Fuck you! Boys. I'm sure it's been a little while since you've had some real food in your stomach, Grim. How about I take you both somewhere to eat? Your choice. I'm probably gonna regret it later, but I'm down for some diablada. D?
You know, diabetes. It's Spanish.
I like how that guy's shirt just literally says, fuck, period. It's like, it's not a fuck like, that's the fuck when you're like, oh, fuck. Like, that's not the, yeah. That's not like the fuck you, that's like, oh, fuck. I say that a lot. That version of fuck I say a lot more than the other. It's like, oh, fuck, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Anyway, you would, you masochist, but yeah, I'm down. Just got to mentally prepare myself first.
What, Mexican food dangerous or some shit?
Man, if this isn't the smell of freedom, I don't know what is. Hey, sweetie. Yeah, what's up? I'm gonna go freshen up in the bathroom real quick. Go ahead and order for me if they come before I'm done. What? No. Why would I do that? Do I look like a slave to you? Oh, shut up. Don't do anything stupid while I'm not here, please. Aye, Dee. D, you're a fucking beta cuck. See, you can hear. Welcome back to Earth, my man. As loud as ever, huh? Couldn't have just normally said my name again? Where's the fun in that, though? Destroying eardrums is my second calling. Sorry, though, just thinking about some little shit. So what's up? Who broke your heart? Broke my heart? The fuck you on about? The hair, man. You forget you were the guy who said you never grow your hair out or something? Nah, the girl I've been dating said I should let it keep growing. I thought, why not, you know? Oh shit, Dee's got a girl. Who is it? It's kind of a girl you used to date. Is that it? Fuck if I care, Dee. So you gonna tell him or am I gonna have to jack your phone off you?
What, Sloppy Donna?
Sky what? Brennan. Sky? We hooked up once or twice, I think. We've been friends for a while, but we never dated or anything. Even if that's what most of the school wanted to believe. When did this happen? I feel like an asshole for saying this, but just after you got locked up, so a little over a year. She was trying to organize a petition for a judge recusal and a new jury, and she came to me for help with it. We ended up spending quite a bit of time together doing it. We brought it up, and it was immediately shut down. That it was a danger to Natalie and her family while also showing other young white men that they can take advantage of their privilege to skirt the consequences of their actions.
Oh, that horseshit.
Why didn't you tell me? Why do you think? Do you not remember what you said to Laura? You would have told us to fuck off and forget it. You're not wrong, I guess. I need to set aside some time and apologize to Laura for what I said. She didn't deserve that. You know, there's nothing more I want than to get... Grim? I swear I didn't do anything. Whoa, hey, we can talk this out.
Man, a lot of white folks in Englewood.
Vidar me ahora, dico come elogio privado.
Spanish.
Hey, Isley. It's been a minute, huh? Fuck you, you fucking fuck. Fucking stupid fuck.
What do you want from me?
Jesus, Isley.
My butthole.
Calm. Uh-oh. Ouch. Gonna be feeling that one later. You deserve it, stupid. Why is that exactly? Because you never said anything to me. You just left. I didn't have any control over it. I would have walked away if I could. Not that stupid. Natalie, if you wanted to fuck a girl so bad... So bad what? Never mind, it doesn't matter anymore. Sorry, I didn't mean to knock you over. I was... I don't know. Happy? Angry? Jealous? A little of all of them, I guess. Hey, as long as you keep sitting on me like this, you can feel however you want. Grim, that really isn't any way to talk to a girl. That's how Isley likes it, though. No, it isn't. You just don't know when to stop, and she doesn't know how to tell you to. Sorry again for knocking you over. Get whatever you want. It's on me. You guys too, obviously. Place is still as much of a dump as it ever was. Don't really even know why I expected it to be any different. Maybe for Laura's sake, I don't know. Still reeks of weed and still hearing a subwoofer pounding all day. Way to feed the stereotype, Englewood. If none of that shit happened, I probably would have been in Ohio right now getting ready for my second year. Now I'm stuck here in this dumpster fire. At least I don't have to depend on someone else to make sure Laura's okay. Funny how the pieces fall sometimes, I guess. Maybe there's a smaller school that'll take a flyer on someone with a record, or maybe I could look into an arena league. I guess my options aren't completely gone. Gonna be tough, but not gone at least. No thanks to her and her inbred bro. Grim, you coming? I'll be up there in a minute. Just want to get some fresh air. Man, what happened to this place, though? For better or worse, it was always packed with people before. Sad, isn't it? I remember taking the bus through here in junior high. There was always people in it. I imagine a lot of them are in Skid Row now, though. If they ain't dead, at least. Why does he look so familiar? Pretty sure I've seen his face somewhere. Looks like Solid Snake a little. Older Solid Snake. Do I know you? Maybe. Depends on how well you know your history. Texas. Quarterback. 2 Super Bowls. Late 90s. Shit, that would... Wait. Are you saying you're Jimmy Underwood? I'll be damned. Most kids your age can't name anyone before Bradley or Bees. Most people call me Coach nowadays, though. Let's go for a ride, kid. Why the fuck would I want to hop into a car with you? Because I already told Laura that I'd be taking you somewhere for a bit before she even left this morning. That's why. Don't make me repeat myself or you'll be doing sprints until the sun goes down. Looks like it was a nice place once. Not from what I can remember. It's always been a dump. Then why are we here? Reasons. Why are you being so cryptic? I'm not. You just can't shut up and listen. Let's go. Watch yourself. The ground isn't too stable around here. Place still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Never liked it here. But wasn't like we had a choice. Tell me. How much of what the media reported was true? About me or about what happened? You. Most of it was accurate, though. Enough, rather. Me and Diana pretty much raised ourselves. Didn't really change until I was like 10. Don't know if they did it on purpose or not, but my mom and her dad wrapped themselves around a tree. Probably coked out of their minds, but who knows? Diana's my best friend. People got me fucked if they thought I was going anywhere without her. Half expected to age out, but Laura came along about a year later, after I ditched the foster home we were in. Diana wasn't so lucky, though. I was still with her all the time, but she was the one who ended up aging out. She ended up staying with Laura for a while, though. Think that about covers it. Moogle can answer everything else. Can't say I don't know how you feel. Pops offered himself before I was born. Mom was a whore who pissed off some dealer. Raped and killed her right in front of me and my sister. Skipped foster care with her and you ended up in this place. Happened across an older kid named Darren who let us stay here. Bathed with buckets of warm water we got from the public pool down the street. tried cooking with it too. Wasn't our brightest moment, obviously. Ended up stealing food more often than not, though. Sister left one morning, never came back. Haven't seen her since. Never heard shit about her either. Wasn't important enough for the news to care about, I guess. Right over there, used to have 3 buckets. 1 for the bathroom, 2 for cooking and drinking. All 4 of us shared the beds. 2 on the mattresses and 2 on the floor, switched every few hours. Rinse and repeat for the next 5 years, then got recruited by a coach who saw me running from the police after I got caught stealing food. You know, the age-old story. Fucked up kids saved by sports. Just walking cliche. All I ask is that they don't make a movie about me. But none of that's important anymore, really. That was then, and now is now. I've grown up and I've moved on. That kid didn't make me the man I am, but it shaped the man I be. I got out. I willed myself into being a better man. I can't hand you the world, kid, but I can sure as fuck make you man enough to take it for yourself. You just gotta be down for the grind, to put that work in. Waiter, you... I'm gonna keep it straight with you. As soon as word got out that you were being released on new evidence, every school in the country started talking. Texas just jumped on it first. We aren't Alabama or Ohio. We don't have the same staff or equipment that these top schools do, but we took both of them down to the wire last season. We probably aren't going undefeated every season, and we ain't chasing championships every season, but we're making noise. We're on to something. I can't promise you anything, but I'll make you the best damn version of yourself that I can. The rest is up to you. Just think on it for a bit, but give me a call when you decide. Texas A&N? A&N. So the same school Deshaun and Dee are going to? Surprised you aren't using them to recruit me. Eh, feels sort of cheap. Obviously having some faces around help, but I want the team to attract you, not the players on it. Needless to say, there'll probably be plenty of NILs out there for you too. Like I said, take some time on it. I'm here for a few days. I got some cards with my cards with my number on it in my truck. So give me a call if you got any questions or make a decision. If I pass on anything as a player who went through the same shit you have, don't fall for the promises. If you aren't sure, going with your gut is always the right choice. Do what's right for you, not us. That's enough preaching though, eh? How about we get you back home? Bet you've got some people waiting on you. If we're done here, sure. Not gonna lie, this place gives me the creeps. Me and you both, kid. Me and you both. I'm back, finally. Was starting to think he wasn't gonna stop talking. Where'd you guys go? What do you want to talk about? I mean, if you want to talk about it, I get it if you don't. Nah, it's fine. Just not sure what to make of it yet, I guess, or maybe I'm still sort of processing it. Don't know. He wants me to play at Texas A&N. Said there'd probably be plenty of NILs, too. Now, there's a lot of terms in this game. It's got a full glossary of terms. Like a pick six, touchdown, depleter, NIL, name, image, and likeness. So if you guys don't know that much about sports or have a passing interest in major league sports, this stuff may interest you. Oh, honey, that's fantastic. Then why do you look so sad? He basically said that there'll be a lot more in the next few days, too. Not sure if I'm going to accept his or not. Where you do go doesn't matter. I know you'll be fine, but going to school with Diana and Deshaun has to be tempting, right? It is. I'm more worried about you, though. Why don't you come over here and give me another hug? I missed you so much, and I'll miss you wherever you go. But at least I know you'll be safe this time. Wow, she's got an ass. And I can call or visit whenever I want. If I get anything near here, I'm taking it. No, you aren't. If Texas A&N is the best school, then you're going there. Same for Alabama or Ohio or even Michigan. It doesn't matter. Let's just put that aside for now, okay? I managed to forget a few things for dinner, as usual, so I kind of need to go back to the store. She shut that down real quick. Do I even have any leverage with these schools? They're already taking a gamble on someone who hasn't played football in a year. Diana just got in a taxi. In the meantime, how about you go hop in the shower and shave that scruff while you're at it? You look better without all that hair on your face. I won't be long, I promise. I wonder if I could talk Underwood into setting up Laura in an apartment. I probably could have demanded that if that night never happened. I know I have to get over the shit she pulled and be thankful that the actual video ended up popping up, but man, it's hard not staying bitter.
Kind of curious what all that was.
Jesus, man, you couldn't have popped up in the shower? Bust a nut, do it later.
I don't know if you want to save it or go for it. She might walk. I don't know what her relation is to him, though.
I don't either. Fuck it. Might as well do it while I've got some privacy. I mean, we're not going to think about anything. Oh, hold on. It says... Alright. A says, Christ, that was quick. Feels like I'm a 14-year-old me. Feels like I'm 14-year-old me losing my virginity again. Hey, I'm going to jump in the shower. God damn, D. Could have waited 30 more fucking... Couldn't it have waited 30 more fucking seconds? Sorry, Laura texted you were home and you didn't have the sock on the door. Woof. Totally forgot about that thing. Where is that anyway? Oh, that look. Should have figured. Figured what? That look you get when you have no idea what's going on.
Boy, yeah.
Is that another way of calling me stupid? No, it's... It's just hung. Hung. Never mind. I'm just going to go before I end up sticking my other foot in my mouth.
Oh, why stick a foot when you could,
Right. Well, this is going to be a fun one to unpack.
I wonder what happened if you waited.
Thought this would have been more refreshing after not having one for a while. Been almost a year since I've done anything but work out and read, now that I think about it. Grim? Outside? There you are. I was wondering where you disappeared to. What are you doing out here all alone? Just thinking and enjoying the view. She says that after seeing his dick. Now she's... Oh. About me, I hope. Oh, yep. Yeah. She's changed up now. Forget you existed for a moment there. Talk about peaceful. You wish. You know you missed me. Clearly didn't miss your shirts, though. It really is a beautiful view, though. Rare for L.A. Ain't it, though? I know it wasn't your fault. Anyone who really knows you knows it wasn't your fault, but... Seriously, Grim, don't pull that shit again. That's up to everyone else, not me. If only it were that easy. What's that supposed to mean? Nothing, really. Just that we can't control what other people will think or do. Just... It's up to you... To not... Okay, it's up to you not to cave someone's skull in, not someone else. Eh? Hold on, we're gonna try that one again. That seems like a tongue twister. Just like they can't control anything you do. It's up to you not to cave someone's skull in, not someone else, not the person you're doing it to. If they stay the fuck out of my way, then they won't be eating my shoe. So yeah, it is up to them. I stay in my lane. If other people want to, that's their problem. That's, T-H-E-I-R, sound mate.
Like someone who didn't learn their lesson from prison.
It's also why you spent a year in prison. No, I spent a year in prison because a lying cunt couldn't find someone to keep a dick in her mouth long enough to keep it shut. Not that social media will care. All those keyboard warriors care about is looking like a decent human being to a bunch of strangers. Exactly. So why worry about it? Like you said, I know, Laura knows, the people you care about know that was all a lie. They're just strangers. Strangers on the internet that wouldn't ever say a word of it to your face.
Because you'd keep your skull in.
Right. All I know is that I'm glad the truth is out and I'm happy you're back. I missed you. Well, it's like Mike Tyson said. People on the internet... Yeah, wasn't it like people were afraid of... What, getting the shit beat out? Like, what was that? I think it's worth mentioning here. Let's see. What was that? Mike Tyson quote about social media. Okay, he said, social media made y'all way too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it.
Yep.
That's true. That's exactly what it is. Because most people that say bullshit on social media would never fucking say that to you in person. Because in person, you would knock them the fuck out. That's normally what happens. If people said half the disrespectful shit they say on social media to your face, I mean, you'd be like, what the fuck? And yeah, again, you'd knock somebody's fucking teeth out. They wouldn't say that shit to Mike Tyson. You can talk about how awful of a boxer Mike Tyson is, if you think he is a bad boxer, on the internet. But you would never walk up to Mike Tyson and say, Mike Tyson, you're a fucking awful boxer, because Mike Tyson said, oh, well, you wanna go for a round in the ring? I'll show you how bad of a boxer I am. Even at his age, he'd probably knock you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like that Logan Paul. They showed Mike Tyson when he was young, and then they showed Logan Paul now. And looking at Mike in his prime and Logan Paul, it's just stupid. Mike's gonna, I don't know. I hope he doesn't throw the fight for some bullshit. I want him to actually knock him the fuck out. But knowing Mike, he might. It's always been us. It felt weird not having your loud ass around. It was like you died, but without the closure. Me? Loud? Never. Everyone else is just too quiet, man. Gotta live loud and be free. My God, what Christian thrift store did you steal that from? Also, pretty ironic coming from you. It's corny, I guess, but it's not wrong. For you, maybe. That's probably for you. Why would you assume that? Because girls are evolved human beings. We usually text each other before we show up at someone's house. Evolved, says the woman who can't decide which color of the same pants to wear. Boom! You got her. Because we care about how we present ourselves, better go answer the door before you wake up with half your head shaved tomorrow. Oh wow, defensive, are we? Grim Spencer? Yeah? I'm Sik Nabon, head coach at Alabama. I know who you are, but I heard you were hosting a youth camp. In the next few days, let's sit and have a chat, yeah? So, Grim Spencer, for a while there, people were calling you the next Dayan. You were being talked about right next to Arch. That alone says enough. You're one of the more gifted corners I've ever seen touch a field. I'm not joking with that. But what I saw in your junior year against Belmany was something special. Belmany, that rainy OT game, that was a game Torrey broke his foot in. We didn't have a backup quarterback, so I moved to quarterback and D took my spot for the last three games. Looks like you remember. 12 touchdowns, just over 1,000 yards, 78% completion, and no picks. That's elite football. I saw it in you in that Belmany game. I saw Brady in you. I saw Rodgers in you. Even under all that pressure, you went out there and won that game. No dinking and dunking, but a 40-yard pass right in the basket. I know I'm not the only one, but I'm here to recruit you, not as a corner, but as a quarterback. Quarterback? I played three games because I was forced to. Only reason those stats look so good is because they were shit teams other than Belmany. I just got lucky with that field, with that final touchdown. You got it all, the height and size, even the intelligence. But you have the eyes. All that DB is train your eyes to understand a quarterback, and as a DB, you can pick up on all of those defenses, or these defenses. And DB, of course, means defensive back. I believe that's what that means, right? Defensive back? Yeah, defensive back. Yeah, I figured. You can also just click on the things, and it'll bring up words. It'll bring up glossary. That's cool. I like that. More AVNs should have that feature. Come play for... Sorry for interrupting, guys. Couldn't find a pen. Oh, now I see why you're so hesitant. Most guys, especially in your situation, would be jumping all over this. Can't kid myself either. If I had a piece of ass like that hanging off my shoulder, I wouldn't want to leave her behind either. Tell the fuck you just say? You have no fucking idea who she is to me. Stop pretending you do. Get out. Whoa, let's not make any rash decisions, yeah? Did I fucking stutter? Am I speaking French or something? Don't think I'm afraid of making you regret being alive tomorrow. Get out or I'll cave your fuck. Grim, what are you doing? Making out? Making me question if I want to put him in an early grave, that's what. Uh-huh, and how do you think Laura's going to feel about that? Whatever, do you, I guess. Tch, do me. You knew exactly what you were doing. Get your shit and go. He is an asshole.
Yeah.
Why are you knocking? Just come in. Do you really not remember what happened not even a few hours ago? I was trying not to, yeah. So she says. So, we gonna talk about whatever that was out there? About what, you putting a senior in the hospital or me grabbing a pen? You knew exactly what you were doing, Dee. You didn't need to bend over like that, especially dressed like you are. Your ass was practically smiling at him. Okay, let's say I hypothetically did it on purpose. Would it be so bad to goad him into giving you whatever you wanted? Yeah, it is. I don't need you teasing some old man to help me get anything. Oh God, cut the pride bullshit, Grim. It's my body, and if I want to use it to help you, then I will. Besides, Naban's just doing it for the money now. Alabama's gonna fall apart any season now. Well, hopefully that's the case, seeing as I just threatened to put him in an early grave and I might be in the SEC. The SCE this year. Wait, what? You said SCE? Yeah, someone decided to drop by right as I got out today. What, Georgia? LUS? Tennessee? Jimmy Underwood, Texas A&N. You or Dee didn't have anything to do with this, right? Maybe Dee, but not me. Only guys I really know on the team is Sammy and Thad, and that's because you can't really go a day without hearing Thad screeching like a Karen in a Targo parking lot fight. He said there's gonna be more people showing up, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't tempted. It'd be nice to play with Dee again, but I'm gonna do what's best for you and Laura. Don't make that choice based on us, Grim. That's a cop-out. Take your own advice. You're the one putting your body and health on the line. Do what's best for you, idiot. Turns out Underwood was right. Even Sick Naban, or whatever his name was, that same day. But it wasn't just those two. There was Michigan. There was Ohio. There was Florida. Missouri and Texas. UCS and Clemson. Oregon and Washington. And yet, I still found myself looking back on that conversation with Jimmy Underwood. Not because of Diana, not because of Deshaun, but because there was something that resonated there. Something that every other one of those men lacked, even in their word salad bribery. But that's exactly what gave me pause. I could take Dee's advice and look out for myself by putting myself under the spotlight of the nation's top schools, or I could look out for them and take care of them with Underwood. Looking back now, there was really only ever one choice. After hearing that gavel, I don't think that's right. After hearing that gavel, I never expected to be doing this. I thought maybe some local D3 might take a flyer, or maybe I'd just wait a couple years and give the AFL or ZFL a tryout. A paycheck is a paycheck, and I'd still be playing ball, but this? Ohio still has to be it, right? With all the corners being drafted out of there in the last few years, it seems like the best option. I mean, Ward, Lattimore, Okada? It seems like a no-brainer. But what about Laura? It's not like Underwood made any promises, but he sure as fuck seemed a lot less stiff than that Ohio guy said. I'm pretty sure that's not Okada. It's probably like either Okuda or Okita, something like that. I don't know. I don't know about places in Ohio. All I know is, like, the Drew Carey show.
Yeah,
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. I've heard. Think mushroom heads from Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
You have to ask. They know more about it. I ain't ever actually been there, so I couldn't tell you nothing.
Hey,
I've
Paco.
I've just heard what I've heard.
Is that you? Long time no see. Woof, smells like shit. Thanks, man. Paco, get off him and get your ass over here. And up we go. Man, you got big. You were a puppy the last time I saw you. Paco, you overgrown runt. What am I going to do with you? And you, you're walking chaos. Paco always listens, but you show up and boom, he ignores my every word. Thanks. If I knew it was you laying there, I would have let him keep doing it. Ah, oh, come on, you know you love it. Dogs, are you teasing me? Teasing you. You still think you're funny? Think? Uh-huh. So what are you doing here? Last I checked, you didn't have a dog. Just emptying my mind. And don't you dare make a dumb jock joke, or I'll embarrass you so badly you'll never want to show your face around here again. Ha, funny. But really, what's got you all caught up in your feelings? I had a bunch of different schools calling or meeting me. Most of them are good, but I don't want to leave Laura out here alone either. Last year against Mater Sei, what made you jump for that screen so quickly? Don't know, really. Instinct? Gut feeling? I guess it was just me pulling all the chips on the table and going with what I felt was right. Could have just as easily bit me, though. That gut nearly won Inglewood's first championship on its own. Trust it, just like you did then. I mean, hasn't that always been you? You've always chased after what you wanted without stopping to look back or waiting for anyone else. You never slow down. You just keep going and going until you get what you want. You run through everything, and with a smile. I think that's why so many people enjoy being around you. Being around someone that doesn't give up, that's always reaching for something. It's inspiring to be around, I guess. That maybe we can do it too. That maybe we can reach for the stars and come down with one of our own, even in a place like this. It's basically why I fell. Here you are. You said you were at a park, not which one. Hey, my fault, there's like five of them around here. Besides, you could use the exercise. First of all, fuck you. Second, fuck you. Third, get to the point, woman. Someone I know from Texas A&M wanted to talk to you. Sure, I guess. Couldn't hurt. Put them on. Hey, 5-star. Give me a second here. Got me in the middle of a set. No rush. Been a minute, 5-star. How's freedom tasting? Why is he acting like he knows me? Don't mean to sound like an asshole, but have we talked before? My man, you straight embarrassed me. Quarterfinals. Ringing any bells? Oh shit, Duvall. Was giving D enough trouble to give him safety, help over the top? Hold on. Oh shit, Duvall, was giving D enough trouble to give him safety, help over the top? Told Bastion to put me on him instead. Old man refused to listen to me as always. Thought he knew better than anyone else. Bust his balls or brush it off? Bust his balls. Sorry, man, but I've embarrassed a lot of people. You're gonna have to do a little better than that. You blew right by me and popped Trenton before I even knew what I was doing. Mater Sei? Last year in the quarterfinals? Oh yeah, why didn't you start with that, man? Fuck, I don't know. Maybe because I was getting dirty looks for the rest of the year? Don't want to remember that shit. Life's tough playing for the state favorite every season, eh? Damn straight, especially when your black ass is the farthest thing from Catholic. So what's this call about? Ain't about much, just thought I'd shoot my shot and vouch for Coach U, you know? Man's a leader out there. Even with all the injuries in Rona last season, we were in every game. This season feels different. Fitz is looking like he's at the top of his game on IG. Snatched DB from Alabama, too. You and D back in that secondary? Man, we'll be playing for a natty. Trust me, I'm tempted. If only for D and Diana, but I've got some stuff to think about before I commit. You know what I'm saying? That's NIL, excuse me, these NILs made it a little easier. But I feel you, 5-star, gotta look out for you and your own first, no pressure. Like I said, just wanted to help sell it for Coach. Who are you talking to? My boy, 5-star, Grim Spencer, D's friend. Aye, get that pretty lass over here. I did that wrong. Aye, get that pretty little ass over here. Babe, I look like ass. Been sweating all afternoon. Don't care. This is my girl, McKenna. McKenna? No need. I'm well aware. You're all I've heard about the past day or two, Grim. Some better than others, but I trust D. And that girl take a bullet for you, so I'll take her word. Appreciate it. I think. Well, I'm gonna go. Let you boys get back to your gossip. Gossip? Nah, this is what intelligence looks like. Alright, Five Star. I'm gonna go make her take that back. Shoot me a text and let me know what you choose. Gonna make a buck leaking that to BSPN. Only if you give me half. Catch you. Seems like a cool guy. When I'm not embarrassing him. He is. Kinda has a one-track mind like you and D. Where'd Isley go? Dunno, she walked off that way. Hey, my job to watch that oversized chihuahua for you. Hey! Cool it with that chihuahua stuff. Don't forget it took a broken jaw for you with that whole Brett situation. Besides, I'm the only one who can give her a hard time, just like me with you. Didn't ask her, never have. She just doesn't listen. Even then, it wasn't me she did it for, you fucking rock. Whatever, just forget it. Caddy, all of you, can I bum your phone? No need to call Underwood and ask him something. Or rather, need to call Underwood and ask him something. Sorry, guys, it's fucking late. So, why are you here? Because you're you. You'll find a way to fuck it up. You need a woman's touch. Woman? That bulge on your dress says otherwise. Fuck you. But yeah, having someone easy on the eyes around to give you more wiggle room when you inevitably fuck it up. I guess, what, Diana's trans? I don't know. Now shut your trap, be a good boy, and only speak when you're spoken to. Arf, arf. Would you be guests of Timothy Scott's? That's us. Great, Mr. Scott's and his other guests have already been seated. Take your first two rights and then go straight. They'll be waiting for you there. Jesus, D, couldn't have left more to the imagination? Look away. Evening, young lady. Timothy Scott's Jr. Diana, D's fine, though. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I can't let tonight go by without mentioning how stunning you look in that dress. Blah, fucking boomers. Thank you, I appreciate it, but if you don't mind me being a bit forward, we aren't here for me. Of course, Grim had some things he wanted to discuss with us. Well, technically it was Underwood, but it seems like this guy's the man in charge of the money, at least. Grim Spencer, nice to finally meet the five-star himself. Let's talk business. What's got you hesitating? Laura, she basically took me in and raised me. No questions asked. I know firsthand how rotten this dump is. I can't just leave her alone, knowing what can happen. Even if it means turning you guys down. Seriously? That it? Yeah. Is that too much? I was expecting a lot more, to say the least. Way I heard it, Bama had a hell of an offer for you. Or Bama, rather. Not Bama. That's a different situation. Obama. Yeah.
We can't have these illegals on Martha's Vineyard yet.
But what you said about turning us down for family, that's meaningful to me, not because it shows where your priorities are, but because it shows character. It shows you know what to hold close, family, friends, and teammates. We're going to set you up, kid. Don't worry about a thing. High time we dropped all this business talk and chow down on some whatever the hell this place is. Also, a little secret between us, we treat all of our players right. No catch. Better play, better reward. Is he hinting at what I think he's hinting at? Anyway, let's eat. Hey, Ho Ying, we're about ready over here.
Hey, Chavez, bring your French ass over here.
Hey, kid, join me outside? Yeah, sure, but why? Just need some air and a smoke. Christ. Wish you would have just called me personally. I end up with a fucking migraine every time I have to babysit him. My bad. But how was I supposed to know he was with you when I called? Not blaming you, just venting out loud before I'm forced to fly back with him. At least it's like only an hour flight. Thank fuck for small favors, eh? So keep it a buck with me. This ain't about Deshaun or her, right? No, not really, at least. It was more about Laura. But I'd be lying if what we talked about didn't influence my choice. Sammy reaching out and vouching for a coach he's only going to be with for a few years spoke volumes, though. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. I'll give him a few extra laps during camp. But Timmy wasn't exactly wrong in there, though. One thing a lot of these talent-churning schools like Bama and Georgia lack is going out there as a team. They're out there playing for themselves, for draft position, for the money that comes with it. And it's only going to get worse with NILs. I'm not going to stop you guys from getting the bag, as a few of you boys have put it, or securing your future, but this is a brotherhood. All I ask is that you play for each other first. Everything else is up to you. I ain't bailing any of you out, though. Tastes like JJ's armpit. Never made me sit through a dinner with him again. Yeah? Got it. I like to think I've experienced all of what football has to offer. Couple of Super Bowls. Friends that I'll have for the rest of my life. Winning and losing parties. Now I'm on the other side of it. Coaching. But there's one thing I miss more than anything else. And that's getting lit the fuck up. Most people laugh when they hear it. That I miss getting my brains turned into slop. But there's something about being out there, man against man, full Spartan. There's nothing else out there like it. Rare for a quarterback to say that. You guys are pussies. Ha. Touche. But yeah, win or lose, there ain't nothing like two grown men out for blood leaving everything on the field. I don't care about records. All I want is a team that plays for each other and leaves everything on that field. That's always been the winning recipe for me. Okay, we're at the mark. So that's all we're going to do for Move the Chains. If this interests you, you can pick it up on Misfortune's Patreon. Or you can get it on itch.io as well. Make sure you get the latest version. It's always being updated. So, all right, guys. You have to wishlist it on Steam or that little thing will stab you repeatedly in your sleep in the neck. So, you know, we don't want that to happen. So definitely wishlist it on Steam if you get a chance. All right, guys. So this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great AVNs. Later. Stay tuned.